Well, the bushfire crisis in Australia has left the nation scarred, and we're only now starting to pick up the pieces. On The Wire this week, we're reaching out to our fellow community stations in bushfire-affected areas, and one of those is Kangaroo Island, where almost half the island was razed by fire. Lisa Collins is chairperson of Five Kicks FM Community Radio on Kangaroo Island. She told The Wire's Jack Padley how the station coped during the fires.
When the disaster first happened, a lot of the volunteers, I sent most of them home to protect their own homes. So that was an issue. So we were basically just flowing through an automated loop of music just to get through. Then once everything happened, we started being a pathway for any announcements. So, for example, when there were charity events, when there were closures, road closures, where the relief centres were, where people can go to get help if they needed help. So, you know, again, it was that pathway of getting information out as best we can. We also use Facebook a lot because, you know, again, that was a pathway for us as a radio station to get information out. At the moment, now that a bit of the honeymoon period's over and people are starting to settle, we're going more into doing interviews. So we're people that are visiting the island, we're trying to get them in to do interviews. So if celebrities come over, it's like, you know, come on in and we'll do an interview and we'll do a bit of our, you know, hey, love being on Kangaroo Island, great place, all of that sort of thing. Come over, visit, disaster here. But, you know, there's hope in this place. We can rebuild. And also things like the army. So we've gone out and done interviews. The presenters have done interviews with the army and talked about what their support levels have been. We've interviewed CFS to see how they're feeling now that proposed honeymoon period's over and where do we go from now? So we've been talking to a few business people. And so those interviews are a vital part of us being connected with the community.
You were talking about the honeymoon period being over, so yes. What's the situation like in Kangaroo Island now in the conclusion of the disaster?
Well, I was just talking to a couple who have lost everything, and it seems that one of the biggest problems now, there's no fire. They're feeling pretty safe about the fire, and we've had a bit of rain, so that seems okay. The animal park has had a new animal hospital built. So we're feeling quite secure about animals that are needing support, so that's good. Future of the economy, that's a big issue. And another one is communication as to what all of the farmers and the people that have lost their homes need. We're talking about people on farms that are really proud and they don't even know what they need. So they're not sure, and so some people are getting a lot of things and a lot of support and other people are getting nothing and no support. So it's how to find that community communication instead of having five or six or seven different departments running around in circles trying to help people. It's a matter of trying to get the community to pull together now, like they did at the start, to support each other and to each person that's lost something. You know, what do you really need? This couple that I was talking to, you know what? They need fencing tools. They can't do their fences. They haven't got fencing tools and they can't get any on the island. The lady was saying that, you know, she's been given 20 or 30 towels. She can't do anything with them. What they need is vouchers to go and buy a kettle or you know, and vouchers of things that are purchased in the town to support the economy so we don't go under. So people buying things, vouchers and fuel cards and stuff like that, that they can really, really use.
Lisa Collins, she's chairperson of Five Kicks FM, and she was speaking to The Wire's Jack Padley. And